Good morning.
Good morning.
早晨。新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
I don't know how close that was to the real thing, but I wanted to try.
It's good.
It's such a pleasure to be with you here this morning.
今早好高興可以嚟到大家中間。
We are so grateful for your faithful prayer and support of our ministry in Hazleton.
我好高興你哋一齊與我哋喺希頓嗰度一齊忠心去侍奉。
And we just want to express our gratitude by bringing something of a Gitsan art piece.
我喺度有一個原住民嘅一啲嘅手工藝帶俾你哋去多謝大家。
Just to express our gratitude.
因為我真係好多謝大家嘅支持。
And may it be a reminder of the Gitsan people to you so that you pray for them.
也都希望你睇到呢一個嘅手工嘅時候，都會紀念上高嗰啲原住民去為佢哋禱告。
We don't have, okay.
陣間有人會嚟攞。Somebody will pick it up later.
There we go. That should do it. There we go. We're good to go.
可以啦。
All right, Misty River Ministries.
在希特人原住民的事工
Reaching Gitsan First Nations people.
去接觸去傳福音去俾嗰啲原住民
You may ask, have we had snow in Hazleton this year?
可能會問在希特人落咗雪未咧
The answer is we've never seen so much snow as this year.
我答案就係我在希特人住咗咁耐，從來都未見過咁多雪。
The snow never has piled up higher than it is this year in Hazleton.
今年比過去嗰啲年嗰啲雪更高。
This is an earlier picture of where our truck is parked.
呢一個就係之前嗰幾年我哋架車泊喺嗰個位嘅。
And another.
另外一年。
And here's a later picture of where the truck is parked.
而家就係呢個泊嗰個位就係咁多雪啦。
And you can't even see the truck now because of the snow.
你而家冇啲雪，你都見唔到我架車啊！
So we've had lots of snow this year.
所以今年係有好多雪。
In fact, we have walls of snow where the lawn used to be.
我哋而家喺嗰啲個草地嗰度有一個雪牆嗰度。
And here's the snow that fell just last week.
呢啲就係淨係上個禮拜落嗰啲雪啫。
And our basement window shows little else than snow.
我哋睇到即係睇到好少嘅嘢喺我嘅地籠嗰度。
So if you like some snow,
所以如果你中意雪嘅
，come to Hazleton
就可以嚟希素顿啦。
It's a beautiful winter wonderland.
系一个好靓、好冬天、好靓嘅一个地方。
That's Kipinga Mountain.
呢度系嗰度嘅一个山。
The goals of Misty River Ministries.
我哋喺嗰度嘅事工嘅目标系
are to reach First Nations people for Christ.
是为到基督去接触那班的原住民。
To see leaders come forward to minister to their own people.
在他们当中找到一些领袖。
And to train them for that ministry.
去训练他们将这个福音去再传开。
God is doing a beautiful work in Chucky and Eleanor's life.
这里有两个 Chucky 和 Eleanor 在神在他们当中做了很多的工作。
They are going through a season.
他们经过一个时候。
When they are beginning.To allow themselves to walk through some of the pains of their past life.
将他们过去那些痛楚都打开去愿意接受。
Please pray for them.
希望大家都去为他们去祷告。
God's work in their hearts is a beautiful thing.
神在他们的心里面又做了很多很好的工作。
This is Dean and Anna with their son Carson.
这个是另外一个的家庭。
A short while ago, Anna asked about prayer.
在一段的时间之前，这个太太问我们关于祷告的问题。
She wondered why sometimes it seems God doesn't answer prayer.
她问为什么有时好像神不听祷告呢？
She'd been reading the Bible.
她有读经的习惯。
And came across James 4.
她看到雅各书第四章。
And she wanted me to explain more about what it meant.
佢想我同佢解釋呢段嘅經文。
She is growing in her understanding of the Lord Jesus, along with
佢喺裏邊，佢更加明白咗神嘅心意。
Everett and Wendy are another couple from Kitenga.
呢度又有另外一對嘅人喺個原住民喺度裏邊。
I've had some wonderful times with Everett lately.
我喺最近同呢一個男仔，佢有一個好好嘅交通。
And he has talked about how he is firm in his faith now.
佢同我講，佢而家佢對信仰嘅扎根好實。
We walked through some times where he had doubts.
有一段時間佢有啲嘢懷疑。
But he says now my faith is firm in the Lord.
但係佢而家話俾我聽，喺主裏邊佢嘅信心好強。
Billy and Courtney.
呢度又有另外一對嘅人。
And their two girls, Isabella and Aaliyah.
佢有兩個女。
Are a wonderful family.
係一個好好嘅家庭。
And Billy has talked about sensing a call to work as a pastor.
呢一個嘅丈夫佢都話佢聽到神嘅呼召叫佢做一個牧師。
Just before Christmas this year.
喺啱啱今年嘅聖誕之前。
He led his friend Luke to the Lord.
佢帶佢嘅朋友信主。
So we have our first grandchildren in the Lord.
所以呢一個就係我哋喺呢個事工裏邊第一個嘅孫。
In Hazleton.
喺 Hazleton 裏邊第一個孫。
Which is such a cause for rejoicing.
係，所以我令到我哋好開心。
Because it's those who've come to know Jesus，
係因為係去到神面前嗰啲嘅人
，beginning to lead others to Jesus，
去將其他嘅人帶到神嘅面前。
Bless the Lord，
去願啲榮耀都歸俾我哋嘅神。
We're so grateful for all the teams that come on a regular basis from Richmond Chinese Alliance Church。
喺列治文環宣會有好多嘅隊人上到去希臘咧幫手，我好感謝。
And especially for the friendships they make with people like Mark Louis and his family.
都係因為，尤其係因為佢哋個喺上高有好多好多嘅友誼嘅關係，好似同呢個家庭。
God is profoundly at work through these relationships.
神都藉住呢啲嘅關係、呢啲嘅友誼去動工向佢哋。
Light is shining into a wintry darkness.
呢啲光都照到一個冬天可能好黑暗嘅城市裏邊。
It is God's masterpiece.
是神他自己的伟大的工程。
I'm just going to leave that slide up there, and we're going to move into our message for this morning.
你大家都可以睇住呢张嘅相，我哋今日就会讲到今日嗰个嘅主题。
So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 5, please.
请大家有圣经打开马太福音第五章。
As we begin.Reflecting the light.
去將光照出嚟。
What is a saint?
一個聖徒係咩呢?
During a sermon, a pastor asks the reflective question of his congregation.
喺一個牧師講到嘅時候，佢問佢嗰班嘅信徒。
And what is a saint?
一個咩係一個聖徒呢?
A little boy looked up at the stained glass window in the apostles and blurted out,
有一个小朋友，佢睇到天上面嗰啲嘅磨砂玻璃，有一个圣徒喺度，佢就话啦
：People who let the light shine through，
一啲让神嘅光照出嚟嗰啲嘅人。
Almost immediately, we think of how hard it is to do that consistently。
我呢一谂就可能会谂到呢一样嘢好难做嘅。
In contrast to that thought，
谂另外一边呢。
The scripture says in Matthew 11, 29 to 30,
在马太福音11章29到30节,
Take my yoke upon you.
你们要负我的轭。
Let me teach you because I am humble and gentle.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当学我的样式。
You will find rest to your souls.
你们就可以得安息。
For my yoke fits perfectly.
因为我的担子是轻省的。
And the burden I give you is light.
我的轭是容易的。
We don't tend to think of this verse as fitting together well with the message of the Sermon on the Mount.
我们看这段经文可能都觉得它跟那个登山部分不是很接合。
But I believe if understood properly, that's exactly the message Jesus is giving you and I through his message on the Mount.
但是即如果我们真正去明白的时候，我觉得这一段的经文和登山宝训很联合。
So our goal then,
所以我们的目标
is to understand our spiritual poverty so we can inherit his riches and reflect His light to others.
我哋就要明白我哋自己嘅不足，所以我哋可以将神嗰个荣耀透过我哋嘅不足去分享俾人哋。
My friend Ben Kananoff recently had cataract surgery.
我有一个朋友，佢最近有做咗白内障嘅手术。
When a person has cataracts, the growth gradually forms over the eyes.
有一个人有白内障嘅时候，就有一啲嘅杂物喺佢嘅眼上面出咗嚟。
And little by little begins to degrade the quality of their eyesight.
慢慢，佢哋就影响咗佢哋嘅视力。
Till finally, if left untreated, they would end up blind.
如果呢一个白内障佢唔去处理嘅话咧，佢哋就会盲啦，睇唔到嘢。
Ben was able to get surgery on his eyes.
我个朋友佢做咗佢呢个手术。
And also to have lens implanted in his eyes to improve vision.
都將一個視網膜都擺咗落去，將佢嘅視力更加嘅進步令到佢。
After a period of allowing his eyes to heal,
佢一段休息嘅時間之後
，he returned to his regular work, which involves traveling to speak at churches and with people about planned giving.
佢翻到去佢嘅工作嗰度，就係要去周圍去其他嘅教會分享去籌款。
On this particular occasion, he headed north on Highway 97.
佢喺呢一次，佢喺97公路向北行
，toward Quesnel and Prince George，
去到唔同嘅城市里边。
By the time he got to Cache Creek, he was overwhelmed。
佢行到一半嘅时候，佢又要停落嚟啦。
He pulled his car over to the side of the road to call his wife。
佢将佢嘅车泊埋一边，去打电话俾佢太太。
He wanted to tell her how amazed he was at the beauty he was seeing。
因为佢实在睇到嗰啲嘅美丽嘅风景，佢好觉得好奇妙。
Which had only seemed gray compared to the vivid color that he was now able to perceive after the cataract surgery.
因为佢有白内障嘅时候，佢睇唔到咁丰富、咁靓嗰啲嘅颜色。
When we come into an understanding of how wonderful it is,
当我哋知道系进入神嘅角度系几奇妙嘅时候。
To rest in God's provision for us through Christ.
去藉住基督喺神嗰个嘅大能里边去休息去工作。
It's like the cataracts have been removed from our eyes.
就好似我哋嗰啲嘅白内障已经拎走咗。
And we can see God's glorious plan fulfilled in us.
我哋睇到神嗰个荣耀嘅计划喺我个里边成全。
As we begin to live as kingdom citizens, reflecting the light of His glory to others.
我哋睇到系藉住做神嘅子民，去将佢嘅光照耀出嚟。
Alfred Edersheim wrote a book called "The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah."
我睇到一本书，佢系讲到关于耶稣佢嗰个时代嘅嘢。
It's a fascinating book that gives incredible insight into the culture in which Jesus lived.
是一本很好的书，它里面讲到神耶稣他传道的时候的文化。
Bringing life to the teachings of Jesus.
将耶稣的教导都活活地讲到出来。
He said about the contrast between the law and Jesus' beatitudes given on the mount.
他讲到那个当时那个律法同埋神耶稣讲到呢八福嘅分别。
The former, the law being an attempt by means of external or internal thoughts and actions.
佢嗰啲律法就系要用人自己去喺里边或者外边嘅行为去自己去发出嚟嘅。
To strive towards God.
系用人嘅方法向神去行。
The latter, the beatitudes.
去另外耶稣讲到呢个八福。
A new life springing from God and in God.
是在神里面藉着神一个新的生命。
If we are saying, I'm going to do it myself,
如果你告诉自己听你会自己行这条路
then it is a very difficult and impossible thing.
是一个很难甚至是不可能的路。
But if we are saying, Oh God, come and live in me,
但如果我哋话神啊，你喺我哋里边去生活
，shine through me so that I reflect your light，
喺我里边去发光，令到我可以将你嘅光去带到人。
Then it will be done, and the yoke will be easy, and the burden light。
呢个就可以成全佢嘅轭系容呢、这个容易嘅轭，呢、这个好轻省嘅担子就可以喺你嗰度。
The Sermon on the Mount is given quite early in Jesus' ministry.
这个登山部分是耶稣很初步出来讲道的时候的篇道。
He has been engaged in ministry long enough at this point that there is a growing excitement about his ministry.
他讲了这道应该慢慢开始有很多人也对他生产了兴趣。
He has gone to Jerusalem doing miracles there.
他也去到耶路撒冷行过神迹。
Attended the wedding at Cana.
他去到婚礼那里也将水变酒。
Returned to his home area, though not to Nazareth, and done miracles there.
他回到他家乡的附近，虽然没有去到拿撒勒，去他附近做了不同的神迹。
The people are absolutely amazed at what is happening and want to learn more about Jesus.
众人都很惊奇，觉得很奇妙，想去更加的知道多啲关于耶稣的事。
A number of people have already become loyal followers of Jesus.
也有很多忠心跟住耶稣的人。
We learn from other gospel accounts that just the night before,
我们看到其他福音书的时候，知道之前的一晚。
He had spent the night in prayer and the next morning appointed his 12 disciples.
他去祷告之后，第二朝去差遣了十二个门徒。
A larger group followed because they too believed.
另外，亦都一班有好大班嘅人去跟住佢哋，因为佢哋都信。
Then there were those who, having heard of his miracles, brought their sick and ailing loved ones in hopes that they too would experience a miracle.
亦都有一班系知道神医治嘅神迹，佢想将一啲病嘅人带到嚟，希望佢哋都可以经历到呢个奇迹。
There was yet another group who was present, listening to what Jesus said.
另外，仲有一班人去听耶稣佢要讲嘅嘢。
And watching as he performed miracles and healings.
睇到佢嗰啲嘅医治，嗰啲嘅神迹。
They were the experts in the law and the religious leaders of Jesus' day.
呢啲就系嗰班律法嘅专家同埋宗教嘅领袖。
Some of them remembered him from that time when he was 12, that he'd entered the temple with his parents.
有啲人就系有一班佢哋都可能都记得耶稣十二岁嘅时候去过呢个逾越节，去到耶路撒冷嗰度嗰班嘅事迹。
And stayed behind talking with them.
耶稣佢嗰次留咗喺会堂里边同佢哋倾偈。
They had marvelled at his understanding.
佢觉得佢嗰个嘅知识对神嗰个知识好奇妙。
They were also stunned at his insight and perspective, which was often quite contrary to all they'd grown up knowing and teaching.
因为耶稣嗰个嘅思想嗰个谂法对佢哋都好唔同，佢哋亦都好诧异。
Sorry, too long a phrase. At that point, they wondered what would become of this young man.
他们可能想到这个的年轻人最后会怎样呢?
And now, having heard the news spreading through the land, they were present to see what he was doing and hear what he was teaching.
当他知道耶稣那些一些事迹的时候，他们就都来到看看究竟耶稣他是什么人做着什么事。
In this context, he gives the Sermon on the Mount to all who gathered around him.
在这个时候在登山部分他都向所有这些人去讲这些八福。
Jesus began to talk about what the kingdom of God was like.
他讲到这个神的国度是一个什么国度。
This at first was exactly what they wanted to hear.
在开头的时候他们每一班人都很兴奋，因为他们很想听关于神国度的事。
Jesus really was the Messiah.
耶稣真是那个弥赛亚。
He really was going to set up a new kingdom.
他真是会来建立一个新的国度。
The days of Roman occupation would soon be behind them.
罗马的政权可能很快就会离开他们。
And a new era of Israeli dominance would begin that would never end.
一个新的以色列，一个永无穷尽的国度会开始。
But as he began to share more about this new kingdom,
但是当耶稣越讲关于多啲关于呢一个国度嘅时候
，They were confused.
佢哋有啲迷茫。
Jesus wasn't talking about an earthly kingdom at all.
耶稣讲嘅都唔系一个喺地上面嘅国度
，but rather about a kingdom that began inside the heart.
但系佢讲嘅就系我哋心里边开始嘅一个国度
，and began to reflect its inward reality outwards.
我哋慢慢将我哋心里边嗰啲嘅事实去放出嚟。
To all those they came in contact with.
去影响身边所有的人。
Unlike their understanding of the kingdom,
同他们那个想国度的想法很不同。
This new kingdom was instead based on a condition of the heart.
这个国度是由心去开始,
the heart of the one in whom it resided.
是那个心里面那个主那里发出来的。
Yet this condition of the heart was not possible by oneself.
但是这个心里面那个情况不是由我们自己去决定。
But rather began to come to a person.
是要在神的外面去入到我们的心里面。
In direct relation to his or her connection with the one who is the king of this new kingdom.
是在我们每一个人在跟神的关系里面开始的一个国度。
It was out of this new relationship with the king.
在这个新的和那个王的关系,
as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
是神成为神国度的子民。
That a person began to be salt and light to others.
我们一些基督徒就可以成为世上的光和盐。
To say that one was salt, adding flavor.
我们说盐是要加了味道。
Meant that the lifestyle the one led demonstrated a newness of life.
就是说到有一个是新的生命的开始。
A life made possible by the presence of the king in the heart of the one who made such claims of citizenship.
是因为只是藉着这个神的国，在我们心里面才可以开始这个国度。
To be a citizen of the kingdom of heaven
去成为神国的子民,
meant that one would let the light of that reality shine out through one's life.
就是说到我们会将我们心里面的光放出来。
To do otherwise was unthinkable.
去将这个光掩住，真是不可以的。
And a betrayal of one's citizenship in the kingdom.
亦都是他背弃了这个国度子民的身份。
Much to the shock and chagrin of the religious leaders.
他听到的时候，这班的宗教领袖都很诧异。
He began to speak of how this lifestyle was quite different.
耶稣讲到这个生命是很不同的。
Even in opposition to the way they.
他亦都是反对他们那些教法。
The religious leaders taught and conducted their lives.
是跟那些宗教领袖那些讲法，那些生活很不同。
Their emphasis was on the outward conduct of the disciple.
他们所讲的就是外面我们的行为。
In acts of obedience to the law.
我们要去遵从律法那些例。
Should such a person be successful in keeping the considerable list of do's and don'ts?
有没有人真的可以去跟随这些可以做可以不做的律例呢?
And strictly observing the religious laws added by the religious elite.
以及去跟从一些他们这些宗教领袖加上去的例呢?
Then one could be quite confident before God and in the eyes of these spiritual leaders.
他们那时候就可以觉得可以在神面前，以及在这帮宗教的人的教师的面前。
That one was in good standing with God.
他们就觉得这样就可以 去到神面前可以见主的面。
And an example of the life to others one should lead.
这就可以在人面前做一个榜样。
To this kind of thinking,
去这种宗教的想法,
Jesus was in resolute opposition.
耶稣基督他很不同意。
And declared it to lead to spiritual harm.
他说这个对我们灵命是有害的。
Not the betterment of those who follow this pathway.
不是去将那些跟从律例的人有益的。
Let's begin to take a closer look.
我们去再深入去看一看。
At the kind of reflection this new light was supposed to cast.
看一看这个新的国度的光是应该怎样的。
With those who came in contact with the subjects of this new kingdom.
据其他人看到这些神国的子民是怎样的。
Having entered into relationship with its king, Jesus.
去跟耶稣这个新国的国王开始这个关系。
Jesus began his sermon by sharing the characteristics of a citizen of the kingdom.
耶稣他在这里讲一些神国子民的一些个性。
The first thing, instead of achievement,
第一个不是去做些什么,
was the recognition of need.
第一件事反而是知道自己的需要。
Verse 3 says, God blesses those who realize their need for him.
第三节说, 神祝福那些知道他们需要神的人。
For the kingdom of heaven is given to them.
因为天国是他们的。
The new kingdom is what A.W. Tozer used to refer to as the upside down kingdom.
是一个神学家，他说到这个神所教的是一个反转的一个教法。
The normal way to obtain a role of leadership was to climb to the top of the hill first.
去一个在世界来讲，可能你要去做一个领袖，你就由低爬到上去上高。
The order of the new kingdom, in the order of the new kingdom, the way to be a leader was through places of humility and service.
但是在神的国度里面，你要成为一个领袖，就要谦虚去服侍。
As genuine humility and service were recognized.
当人哋睇到你嗰个真心嘅谦虚同埋服侍嘅时候
，one then would be asked to lead and model those attributes for others。
咁你哋嗰个人就会去到，人哋就要去做领袖，去做一个榜样
，resulting in a leadership role。
跟住就成为一个领袖。
The first step，
第一步咧
，in being a kingdom citizen，
去成为一个神国嘅子民。
The first step in reflecting the light，
去将呢个光去照出嚟嘅第一步。
Is to recognize my own poverty and need.
佢就係睇到我自己嘅不足，自己嗰啲嘅貧乏。
Then from that place of need to turn my heart toward God.
喺嗰個知道自己需要嘅時候，就轉向神。
For His mercy and grace.
去將佢嗰個慈愛同埋恩典去求。
To be a recipient of that which I can by no means attain for myself.
去接受嗰啲我自己一定不能夠，即係唔可以去做嘅事。
The second step,
第二步呢
is mourning my brokenness before a holy God.
就是去哀悼我自己嗰啲嘅破碎。
Humility and recognition of my poverty apart from Jesus.
我哋知道系离开神，我哋咩都做唔到。
Became to be and remains.
佢哋都要系知道，我哋如果继续系咁样嘅话
，an essential part of my role as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
我们就要知道这个就是神国子民一个很大的需要。
Verse 4 says,
第四节说,
God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
神祝福哀悼的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Instead of a show of strength,
我们不是在神面前去逞强。
The hallmark of this new kingdom and its citizens,
这个国的子民的特征
was to be a brokenness about our sinful condition.
就是为到我们自己那些罪那些破碎去哀悼。
That condition that plagues our lives.
我们知道这个的罪去影响我们的生命。
As we become more and more aware of its contrast.
当我们知道这些罪的时候和这个世界。
To the light of the holiness.
去就我们就去向神的光去到投降。
Of a righteous God.
这个正公义的神去。
One of the dear men I've been working with in Hazleton,
有一个人我去喺希顿顿里面去服侍嘅
，has had a problem with drug addiction.
佢对毒瘾呢个有好大嘅问题。
It has been an ongoing struggle for him.
佢喺呢一个毒瘾方面亦都挣扎咗好耐。
Which has only began to turn around the last few months.
喺先几个月有一个嘅改变。
The change began when I went to visit him one afternoon at his home.
有一天，有一个中午我去探佢。
His wife told me he was at another home in the community.
佢太太话俾我听，佢去咗另外一间屋里边。
I'd been to that house before.
我去过嗰间屋。
It's a drug house.
嗰度系一个吸毒嘅地方。
The people there use drugs and sell drugs.
喺嗰度嘅人去吸毒同埋卖毒嘅。
He'd gone there to get drugs.
佢去到嗰度就系吸毒。
I was concerned about going there.
我覺得去那邊我自己都有些隱憂。
Somehow outside white people,
在出面那些白人
and a local First Nations drug house,
和那些吸毒的地方
don't mix very well.
是很難去相處一起。
When I pulled into the driveway, I started to get out.
我當我去到的時候我開始落車。
And immediately he came out of the house.
我那個朋友就走了出來。
And quickly got into the truck.
他就上了车了。
As we drove along,
当我们去一路开车的时候
he confessed that he had just been smoking up.
他告诉我他承认他刚刚吸毒。
And then he went on to say in a broken voice,
他在一个很惨很伤痛的声音里面说
that he wanted God to forgive him.
佢想神去原谅佢。
And that he didn't want to continue to live that way.
佢亦都唔想一路再咁样去生活。
We were just approaching a pullout along a beautiful river.
我哋去到一个地方，我哋可以去停嘅休息嘅地方。
So I pulled in and we got out of the vehicle.
我停咗喺嗰度，我哋落咗车。
I encouraged him to come to the riverside of the vehicle.
我同佢讲，你离河边呢一边啦。
So we can have some privacy.
我哋可以有啲时间去倾偈。
And I said, if you're really serious about that,
我话如果你真系认真去想离开呢个毒嘅生活
，There's no better time than the present.
而家就系一个最好嘅时机。
Would you like to kneel right here?
喺呢度跪下
，and tell God what you just told me.
向神去讲你头先同我讲嗰番说话。
So we knelt there along the side of the river.
所以我哋喺河边嗰度跪下。
And he cried out to God.
他在那裡向神呼喊。
And God touched his life.
神在那裡接觸他的生命。
It hasn't been perfect since then.
他的現在的生活都未完全去離開這個毒癮。
But it was a huge leap forward.
但是這一步是好，已經踏出了一步很好的一步。
And God is continuing to do a great work in his life.
神一路在他的生命裡面去動工。
Spiritual progress.
一啲属灵里边嘅成长
，begins in our lives
喺我哋嘅生命里边
，when we acknowledge our need
系当我哋承认我哋需要嘅时候开始
，mourn for our condition
我哋为到我哋自己嗰个不足去哀恸
，and cry out to God for His grace and mercy
向神去寻去揾佢嗰啲嘅恩典嗰啲嘅慈爱。
Kingdom citizen begins when our thinking。
我哋神嗰、那个成为神嘅国度嘅子民嘅时候，开始嘅时候系
，sorry missed that up。Kingdom citizen begins not with our thinking we have it all together。
神嘅国度子民开始嘅时候，唔系觉得我哋所有嘢都系掂嘅。
And telling others and God how good we are。
去同神同埋同其他人讲我哋嗰啲嘅好嘅嘢。
But on the contrary, by humbling ourselves before Him。
但是倒转的就是我们应该是在祂神面前去谦卑
acknowledging our need,
去承认我们的需要
and throwing ourselves on His mercy.
我们依靠祂那个的慈爱
Number three, longing for God's way to be the way we live.
祂就是另外一件事就是我们要去追求一些神圣的生活在我们的生命当中去出现
with one another in this world.
我哋喺人当中，我哋同大家当中嘅生活，要有神喺我哋当中。
In verses 6 to 9, there are a number of key points.
喺第六对第九节有几点系你哋要留意嘅。
It、says God blesses those who long for justice.
系神祝福嗰啲追求公义嘅，饥渴慕义嘅。
God blesses those who act in mercy.
系神祝福嗰啲怜恤人嘅。
God blesses those who live life with pure motives.
神祝福那些清心的。
God blesses those who work for peace.
神祝福那些追求和睦的。
A genuine longing of the heart.
我们心里面真正的追求。
That true justice would be seen in this world.
神那些公义会在世界出现。
So filled with perverseness and injustice.
这个世界有很多的不义，很多的邪恶。
Mercy that reflects the mercy with which we have been treated.
我哋愿意用神去怜恤我哋嗰个心，去怜恤其他嘅人。
By a holy and righteous God.
系用佢嗰啲神圣嘅怜恤嗰啲嘅去原谅其他嘅人。
Purity of heart.
清心。
That is to desire God alone.
就系唯一去追求神。
It means one thing. The key root of that word is to desire one thing.
就是那个字清心的字里面就是要只是追求一样的东西
To desire that relationship with God
就是追求跟神的关系
Because out of that relationship
因为如果没有了关系
Begins to flow all the things that God desires for our lives
因为在那样的那个关系里面就神可以将他所有追求的东西都会给我们
PeopleAs they begin to reflect Christ,
当人去将基督嘅光照出嚟嘅时候
，draw attract others to Jesus,
会吸引到其他嘅人去归于耶稣。
Number four, persecution,
第四样，去逼迫受逼迫。
Living in such a way that should persecution come.
我哋当我哋咁样生活嘅时候，可能逼迫会临到。
We embrace it to honor him who suffered so much for us.
我哋公然去接受，因为神去到耶稣都为我哋受到好多嘅逼迫。
There's a story about a missionary.
有一个宣教士嘅故事。
Helen Rosevere, a missionary to the Congo.
去到刚果呢度嘅一个宣教士。
It was written in Servant Magazine.
是一个侍奉人员的杂志里面去写的。
Which vividly illustrates the heart of a servant of God.
它里面讲到一个神工人的心。
Who counts the cost.
去不理那些付出代价。
And though not without challenge.
虽然是有不同的挑战的。
Rises to honor her Lord despite the cost.
是不理那些代价，他都会在这里去将荣耀都归给神。
The story goes,
个故事是这样的。
Dr. Rosevere was speaking to a less than enthusiastic group of young men at a Christian college.
他在一个基督教的大学那里去同一班都不是很用心的人。
She realized they weren't really listening to her testimony.
他留意到这班的人都不是用心听他讲话。
She said, "I don't want to bore you."
佢话我都唔想令到你哋闷啦。
Why don't we just take another 10 minutes?
不如我哋即系仲有两个字之后。
And I'll answer questions.
我即系回答你哋一啲问题啦。
The first question was.
第一个问题就系、是。
Missionaries come through all the time.
好多嘅宣教士都会嚟到我哋里边。
And talk about paying the price and suffering for Jesus.
他们都说会为耶稣基督付代价。
What did you ever suffer for Jesus?
你为耶稣基督付了什么代价呢?
Well, Dr. Rosevere said quietly,
这个宣教士他静静地说,
During the Simba uprising in the Congo,
是当那个刚果有个革命的时候,
I was violated twice.
我被人侵犯了两次。
The room grew deathly quiet.
那间房就很静。
Government soldiers came to my bungalow.
那些政府的兵来到我的屋企里面。
Ransacked it, then grabbed me.
他抄了所有东西然后捉了我。
I was beaten and savagely kicked.
我被打被踢。
Losing my back teeth through the boot of a soldier.
我的牙都因为他那个兵踢我都脱了。
They broke my glasses so I couldn't see to protect myself.
他踢烂了我的眼镜，所以我看不到东西，保护不到自己。
Then one at a time,
他们等跟着逐一个。
Two of the soldiers took me to my bedroom and violated me.
两个的兵捉了我的房里面去强奸了我。
They drug me outside and tied me to a tree.
他将我拿出去绑了我在棵树那里。
And stood around laughing.
就在那里笑我。
And while I was there, beaten, humiliated, and violated,
当那时我被打被侵犯完之后
Someone brought out the only manuscript I had
有人将我将一个我那些一本书拿出来
A handwritten manuscript
是一个手写的
Of a book I had been writing about God's work in the Congo over the last 11 years
是我一些写刚果是 神在刚果里面做的事工
They put it on the ground in front of me and burnt it.
他将这本手写的书摆在我面前烧了它。
She said, all of a sudden I broke.
跟着那一刻我就忍不住了。
To myself, I asked the question.
我问，即是我自己去，我问自己那个问题。
Is it worth it?
值不值得呢?
And right then the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
那时圣灵就向我说话。
He said, the question is not, was it worth it?
那个问题应不应该问值不值得?
The question is, am I worthy?
应该问我值不值得受这些逼迫?
Am I the Lord Jesus who gave his life for you?
神耶稣基督他为我舍命。
Worthy for you to make that kind of sacrifice for me?
他为到耶稣为到我放弃了这么多我愿不愿意为耶稣去放弃这些呢?
And God broke my heart.
咁嗰一刻，我神就破咗我个心。
Oh Lord Jesus，
耶稣基督啊
！Yes， it is worth it。
是神啊，是值得的。
For you are worthy.
因为你是值得我们去为你去付出了代价。
That's the reason why.
那个就是一个原因。
We could be willing to face persecution.
我们愿意去为耶稣受逼迫。
He is worthy.
因为他是值得我们去受逼迫。
The Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督。
Is worthy.
是他值得，他配得的。
Many of us face and want to shrink back.
我们很多人都会面对一些事。
From lesser forms of persecution like teasing.
可能人家会笑我们。
Ridicule and shunning.
可能他们会嘲笑我们。
Is our Lord who died for us.
是因为神他耶稣会为我们去死。
Giving us everything.
他将一切的都给到我们。
Worthy of that sacrifice.
我们愿不愿意去付出呢？这些小小被人的这些逼迫呢？
Yes, he is worthy of that sacrifice.
是，他是配得我们愿去受这些逼迫的。
Because he gave his all for us.
因为他都将一切给了我们。
Verse 10 says, God blesses those who are persecuted because they live for God.
第十节那里说，神祝福那些为他受逼迫的。
A commitment to the kingdom that accepts even the possibility of persecution.
去为到神国度的委身，去诚然接受这些逼迫。
Should it come my way?
如果我们会受到逼迫的话，
in a course of acting in ways consistent with kingdom values.
我们愿意去受逼迫，因为这个神的国度会可能会令到人家去不同意我们。
These ideas, these concepts, so foreign to the natural mind.
这些这样的想法跟这个世界的想法很不同。
And so contrary to the normal stream of human society.
对我们今天的社会那些想法也都很不同。
Are bound to bring opposition.
所以会受人的反对都不奇。
In fact, in so much as they confronted the selfishness.
因为这个神的教导，他将我们的自我中心都去挑战。
Of the self-centered life.
那个我们会追求自己的生活去挑战。
They were sure to bring persecution.
都一定会带到逼迫来到我们身上。
To those who relentlessly own them.
去会带到，将这些逼迫带到去愿意去为基督去活的那些子民。
And sought to build their lives around them.
他们愿意将那些这些神的教导去在我们生活当中去生活出来的那些人。
The impact of the Beatitudes.
这些八福对我们的影响。
The impact of a commitment to kingdom living.
是我们愿意去为到神的国度去委身。
Is sure to bring a recognition of the challenge it represents.
我们都会看到是对我们的生命是有一定的挑战的。
The impact of the Beatitudes is to bring us in humility to the feet of Jesus.
这里讲到八福就是将我们去谦虚地带到去神的面前。
Realizing that by his work within us alone,
我们知道只是唯一是藉着他在我们生命里面的工作。
Can we reflect the light of who he is?
我们才可以将它的光发出来
to a lost and dying world.
去为了这个迷失沉沦的世界去做盐做光
If this is not just an endless flow of words,
如果这个的八福不是只是一些的言论
If this is not just a prayer prayed years ago,
如果不是一个这个不是只是很多很多年之前的一个祷文
If this does indeed change our lives,
如果这个真的影响我们今天的生命的话
then we have a light.
所以我们里面就有一个光
the light of Jesus within us.
我们耶稣我们里面的光
to reflect to a needy world.
去将这个光去带给世界
in fact, something profound has transpired in our lives.
真的我们生命里面有一些很重要的事已经发生了
we have something to be excited about.
我们因为这个事我们应该 去兴奋。
We have a joy that the whole world is looking for.
我们心里面有一个喜乐在这个世界是找不到的。
And never will find.
他们在这个世界找不到。
in any other place than relationship with the king.
淨係可以同我哋呢個天國嘅王先至可以揾到呢個嘅喜樂。
Of this other world, the kingdom. Sorry.
去呢個世界，佢揾唔到呢一個嘅光，揾到啲喜樂。
One night around 8:30 p.m.
喺有一晚八點半嘅時候
，I started to get text message from Billy Gunnanoot.
我收到一個嘅朋友嘅短信。
One of the young fellows I visit regularly.
呢一個係我其中一個成日探佢嘅一個嘅人。
He explained that one of his friends was asking him questions by text.
佢話俾我聽，佢有另一位朋友去有啲嘅問題問佢，藉住短信。
He was asking Billy how his life had started to change.
呢個另外嘅朋友問我呢個朋友，佢嘅生命點樣改變？
Billy said that he had explained to him that as Bart had begun to meet with him.
嗰個我呢個朋友就話。是当我去同巴牧师佢去联络倾偈嘅时候
，and talked about how God wanted to change his life。
佢巴牧师话俾佢听，神愿意改变佢嘅生命。
And he had prayed to ask Jesus into his life。
所以佢又做咗个祈祷去邀请神进入佢嘅生命里边。
That since then，
喺嗰一刻之后咧
，change had gradually begun to occur。
慢慢生命就改变。
There was a gap of time。
是有一段的时间的。
And then he texted back to me.
跟着他就再将个短信给我了。
And said that his friend had prayed a prayer to receive Christ.
他说他这个朋友也都做了同样的祈祷去接受耶稣。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When our lives are changed from the inside out,
当我们生命由里面开始去改变的时候
by this glorious light of Jesus,
是藉着这个神的荣耀光光去改变的时候。
And people see the new way that we are starting to live.
其他的人看到我们生命的改变。
It has a profound impact on their lives.
也都会影响我们身边其他的人。
You can be sure that some of those who are exposed to the light.
你可以去知道当其他人接受到这个光的时候。
Will come to know Christ for themselves.
他们也都会跟着这个光去认识基督
Because of his light shining through them.
因为神的光是藉着他的子民 去光照出来
Such a life could not possibly be sustained.
这些生命不是藉着一个人去自己去做的
On the basis of adherence to such a model of behavior.
也都不是因为只是照着一些生活的原则去做的
As is listed in the Sermon on the Mount.Even the former list of laws could not be maintained.
佢当嗰啲嘅律法，你即系都唔可以去真真正正去遵守佢哋。
How then could one hope to adhere to a higher ethical model?
神嗰个原嗰个嘅道德嗰个嘅律例系更高嘅，我哋点样去跟随咧
？The answer, of course, is this is not first of all about behavior.
个答案好明显就系第一样嘢就系我哋唔系净系去讲行为
，but rather about a unique and enduring relationship。
我哋需要嘅系一个好神同一个好独特嘅关系。
For it is in relationship with their king，
系因为藉住呢个同天国嘅君王嘅关系
，that this new lifestyle begins to spring。
我哋呢一个嘅生命生活就慢慢改变。
That in coming to him with the poverty of our own brokenness。
当我们去到神面前承认我们自己的不足
that we would be able to know his sufficiency
我们又知道神那个完全
in our broken condition
在我们那个不足里面
raising us to be what otherwise
去神去将我们高举
we had no hope or prayer of ever attaining to in any way
神会将我们高举到我们有一个好的关系是因为我们自己做不到的
This was indeed the message of the Christ life.
呢一个就系基督嗰个生命嗰个嘅主题。
Only with Christ dwelling in could we begin to live out.
系神喺我哋里边，我哋先至可以将个生命活到出嚟。
A life that would reflect the life of
一个将光照出嚟嘅生命
，and the vitality of the King.
系将神嗰个生命光照出嚟。
Kingdom living would then reflect.
我们在这个神国的生活的时候
The light and life of the king
神的光神的生命
drawn from a power base.
我就成为我哋嗰个力量。
That flows from the King Himself.
就系神佢嗰个本身嗰啲嘅力量去俾我哋。
To enter into the life of a citizen, a kingdom citizen.
当我哋成为神国子民嘅时候
，was to enter into something far greater than ourselves.
我哋就成为一啲比我哋自己更多嘅一个生命。
This was the life later referred to in Colossians 1:27.
在哥罗西书一章二十七节，佢话到呢个嘅生命。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在我哋生命就系荣耀嘅盼望。
As we come to a close this morning,
当我哋去就系讲完啦，今朝嘅时候。
Let us turn our hearts.
我哋打开我哋嘅心。
In gratitude,
去感恩。
And humility,
我哋去谦卑。
To Jesus,
去向耶稣佢去祈祷。
Let us thank him.
当我哋去应该多谢佢。
For his gift for us,
去俾到我哋咁多嘅恩典。
And let us invite him afresh.
当我们再邀请去入我们的心里面
to shine through us,
去让那个光照出来
so that others may see,
所以其他人就可以看见
his light reflected through us,
看到他那个光
let's pray,
我们祈祷
thank you Lord,
神啊我们感谢你
for your goodness,
因为你是完全的
That you want to place within us,
你想在我们的里面去生活
so that it shines for others to see.
所以这个光可以照在其他人前面。
Lord, we want this Christ life.
神啊，我们想这个好像你基督的生活。
So that you get,
所以你会得着
the honor that you deserve.
你当得的荣耀
because you are worthy.
因为你是配得的。
Thank you, Lord.
神啊，多谢你。
For your favor toward us.
因为你给到我们很多的好处。
That you would place your light in us.
你将你的光放到我们心里面。
And give us the privilege.
去给到我们有这个权柄。
Of reflecting that light.
可以将你的光去照做给其他人。
Amen.
Amen.